Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the daily version of the Cornell Economics Report. I'm Al Cornell, and I appreciate you joining me. This is our daily editorial, one of our daily editorials today. We're doing more and more as things in the world get more and more interesting, for lack of better terms. It's Wednesday the 23rd. Big Al is back in the saddle again after dealing with some medical issues. Anyway, having said that, I'm chatting right now with Mr. Mercenary, the mercenary geologist, my buddy Mickey Fulp. Mickey is very, very attuned into right now the uranium sector, among other things. He is very focused on it, particularly in light of the tragic events that have occurred recently in Japan. Mick, first of all, you know, I think both of us, you know, send out our wishes to the folks in Japan for, you know, a speedy resolution of the problem over there. I mean, this thing with the drinking water and everything else, boy, it's getting kind of bad, buddy.
Yeah, it's not good. It's the second worst nuclear incident in the 57-year history.
Yep.
But it is not a Chernobyl. It's probably more serious than Three Mile Island, but that was, in retrospect, was a blip on the radar screen. So the engineers are working on it. There is some low-level release of radioactivity. You certainly wouldn't want to be ingesting water or food that's produced within 20 kilometers of that nuclear plant.
No.
But that said, the world continues to tick along. Everybody turns on the light switch, and nuclear, in my opinion, will remain a significant part of world electrical generating capacity.
Well, I think it's important to realize that yesterday there was an announcement that there's a plant in the United States, a nuclear plant in the United States, that is of the same age as the plant in Japan, and the continuation of operations there was officially approved yesterday. So, you know, I mean, there's danger in everything. I mean, this is a terrible thing that happened in Japan, but given the energy needs of the world, you know, it's you've got to look to things like nuclear to basically keep society going, for lack of better terms. Mick, what impact has this had on the price of uranium, this terrible tragedy?
Well, it had a significant impact, but it was predicated originally by, uranium hit $73 a pound, if memory serves, in late January, early February on the spot market.
Yeah.
It was driven down by a DOE sale of nearly a million pounds in the end of February, which drove the price down to $66.50. Then the nuclear incident at Fukushima happened, and the price, spot price, cratered for about 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
It went down as low as $49, Al.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the speculators and traders left the market. But since then, demand is returned, and the spot price as of yesterday was $60 a pound again. So, and it's been 58 to 60 for the last 4 or 5 days. It looks like it's going to stabilize at that level.
I don't know. It's when I was doing the market close prior to Roger taking it over, we saw uranium up around $75. So it still has gone down a bit, and that was probably within the last 3 weeks or so. What do you think about the uranium? You know, the uranium based companies, Mickey. Do you like those right now?
Well, I certainly do. Using uranium participation corp kind of as a proxy for the industry, you know, we saw a 30% drop in its share price. It's now recovered 20% of that.
Yeah.
And some of the more high-flying stocks, some of the junior speculators, lost somewhere maybe even 40% of their market caps, but they've come roaring back.
Yeah.
The basic supply-demand fundamentals of this business demands that uranium is still in short supply.
Mm-hmm.
We basically mine 70% of what's used every year. So in that regard, I'm bullish. Now, what I think the strategy should be is you pick away, if you think the sector is going to continue to be viable, then you pick away at it on weakness, and that's what I've done.
Yeah.
I put stink bids in on one of my particularly company I'm quite fond of, a uranium producer in the United States, and I've been picking it up on weakness. I'm quite happy on that. So there was a panic sell-off, typical panic of 3 days. The market started to recover on last Wednesday afternoon, a week ago today, and since then they've been looking quite good. So.
Yeah. Okay, there you have it. Mickey Fulp, the mercenary geologist's views on uranium. Listen, I'm going to do another editorial shortly with Roger Wiegand. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the Middle East and how that continues to impact precious metals. Take a listen.